This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of COVID outbreaks in Colorado schools decreased last week, but they did force four Douglas County schools to resume remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Two middle and two high schools reported multiple outbreaks, forcing them to quarantine a large number of students. The State Health Department's Therese Pilonetti says there were more COVID infections among staff early on in the pandemic.
And now we're seeing more and more students. And I do think that could be associated with more and more older students going back to in-person learning.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been 604 confirmed COVID outbreaks in Colorado schools and 3,300 confirmed cases. Jenny Brundine, CPR. PR News.
Hackers stole personal student and employee data from a University of Colorado vendor in January and are holding them for ransom. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Over 300,000 files with personal information were compromised in a cyber attack on Acelion, a file sharing service used by the CU system. On advice of the FBI, CU will not pay the ransom. Students, faculty, and staff affected will be notified next week. They'll receive free identity theft and fraud monitoring services. Compromised data includes visa status, medical information, and in limited cases, social security numbers. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Coming up, teachers across Colorado have had an exhausting and stressful year, one that also took a toll on their mental health.
There's this fear of the unknown. There's these high expectations for yourself and from others.
As they gear up for the final push of the school year, anxiety for some teachers has shifted.
Now it seems to be more, I'm kind of numb. I really just don't care.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has the story of two teachers who reached out for help. That story in the next hour of All Things Considered. Coming up, Reverend Al Sharpton gives his take as a longtime activist on the Derek Chauvin murder trial and what he's hearing from the Floyd family and their legal team. That is next on All Things Considered. Red flag warning until 8 o'clock tonight for Pueblo. 59 in Pueblo right now. Denver, 49 degrees. Colorado Springs, 50 degrees. This is CPR News.